Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Go, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Happy Flyer Thursday. Wow. What a game last night. What a performance by the young netminder. Man, oh man, is Carter Hart good. What a night Carter Hart has in a game that was played more toward the Canadian style. Hart was tested often. And each time stood up to it. Now, his idol across the rink, Carey Price, was also magnificent. Probably kept it. That's the reason why they were the Flyers only scored twice. The one, as Jonesy said, was the greatest save in the history of the universe. And that was ridiculous. But Carter Hart was sensational. He's always in the right position. He's quick. He's unflappable. Several times yesterday, they brought up, you know, just how the temperament of a young goaltender and when nerves would start to creep in. Last 4 minutes of the game, last minute of the period, power play. And he has no nerves. On his 22nd birthday, he looks like... I'm trying to think who he is. He's trying to think of style. They called him Ken Dryden. For those who don't know, he was the great Canadiens goalie. Having seen Bernie and having seen Pelly and having seen Hextall, the three great goalies for the Flyers, I guess he's more Bernie, but I was little, so I don't know exactly style-wise. He just is... technically sound, just technically brilliant. What a game. And what a fun game. What a fun performance. It was up and down. It was fantastic. This team is exciting. And you can see they can't lose. That Montreal is, they gave their best last night. And the Flyers took it. What a game. Now, I will tell you that when you look at the key to last night again was, you know, beyond Hart, their defense is fabulous. Other than the Ghost, because the Ghost, he had two screw-ups last night. Ghost got to sit. I know he brings some stuff offensively to you, but I think the Ghost has to sit. And because he twice gave up chances. But how about Provorov? Is he might be the greatest Flyer defenseman in the history of the franchise. That belongs to Mark Howe right now, number two. And I think the Provorov steady. How about the move he makes? He causes a penalty at the point, like an up and under. Impressive, man. What a great performance. Fun. It feels good to have playoffs back. It feels good to have meaningful sports. And that was it. It was kind of like the before and after. At Sixers-Raptors yesterday, which really doesn't mean anything because Sixers are locked into the Boston, the sixth seed. So, you know, they're just going through the final eight games before we get to the playoffs. But that last night, man, playoff hockey is fabulous. The last 2 days... have been amazing. I don't know how much you guys have watched, how much you're into it, but the five overtime, It was five overtimes, which was ridiculous. We're watching that all day. And then yesterday was, man, I was telling the Tunis, I was way more hockey than anything else. I didn't even watch a dribble yesterday. And you know me, I'm a hoop nut. But I got locked in early. I had a we had a death in the family, and my wife's aunt Dot, who was a great lady, passed away. So we said our goodbyes, and so we wound up. I was in and out, and then when I get home, I was just all in on Avalanche, Flyers. Then I watched Canucks and the Blues late night. It was great night. Great night of hockey. I love playoffs, man. That's why when the NBA begins, it'll just be back and forth, two TVs and let's go. And the one team, and they are just maddening. The one team that's on the outs during the playoffs, or else we would be out of our minds, is the Phillies. How in the world? These last two games have been an abomination. I mean, Quinn's got to go. I can't take him. Even last night, he's up in a count 3-1. There's two on. There's one out. They're down by a run, and he strikes out. That after misplaying the ball the other night, they're just gross. Everything, they're gross. They have a couple of great players, and then they're just slop. It's bad. Ew. They lost to that stinking Orioles team twice. They're going to go for the sweep today. Could you imagine that they could get swept by that trash Baltimore Orioles team? Oh. There's so many things wrong with that team. Klentak, I say it every day, but until he goes, they're going to be stuck in a Baxter. Good morning, Shunas.
Hey, what's going on? Can we play it?
Play the song, man! I want the other one.
No. I love this one. Yeah, we got to keep riding it, man.
Yeah, no, but we ride the other one, too. All the right. Other one's got that's first.
Yeah.
The two times is that's late.
Hey, don't you shoot down my two times.
No, but you gotta go early, you gotta go this.
Makes you got tweets last night saying play two times.
Play two times?
Yes.
Over the shake.
People are more two times than feel the shake.
You should create the poll. Do we go two times or shake? I'll let the audience decide.
That's a good
decide question.
I'll make the Marvin yeah. Cans poll of the day, the two times versus feel the shake. All right.
The shake that sounds versus good. Two times.
That sounds good. Oh, man, last night was fantastic. Carter Hart, we have a goaltender. We have a legit goaltender in Philadelphia.
Are you kidding me?
Right? Like,
oh, my God.
How many times have we heard, well, you know, he needs to get Barry Melrose the other day with you. Oh, well, he needs to get that playoff experience first for you to say that he's an elite goaltender. Yeah. I saw one playoff game. And I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm good on saying, yeah, you know, he's a pretty damn good goaltender. He's elite.
He's ridiculous. What?
And the one goalie guy he gives up. I mean, it wasn't his fault.
Nah.
You know, the puck squirts out and Shea Weber is a wide open net.
I know.
I mean, he was outrageous yesterday. And there were a lot of times where Montreal really took over the game. The second half of the first period, after the Flyers scored the goal, the second half of that first period was all Montreal.
Yeah.
And then a lot of the third period was all Montreal.
Phenomenal, dude.
And there's Carter Hart. You know, you gave the credit to the defense, rightfully so, but man, did Carter Hart save them yesterday.
No, I mean, my God, he was outrageous.
That wasn't a, wow, great win by the Flyers. It was a great win. No. But that was a Carter Hart kind of saved you in game one.
I'm trying to think of, like, we've had some amazing performances in net, right? Yeah. You know, Boosh had a couple great.
Yes, he did.
Boosh was a hell of a goalie. Now he wasn't, you know, Bernie or Pelly or Hextall, but you know, he'd probably go down. I got to look back, but there's like the Phil Mears of the world. But he was like four. He might be four in the history of the franchise. I got to go back and look. But this Carter Hart is, I mean. I'm trying to remember the last time I saw that.
You haven't. Well, I mean, I haven't, sorry.
You haven't. I mean, I've been searching for a goaltender.
I didn't see Hexy.
Since Hextall won.
I saw 1 year of, like, Roman Čechmánek, where I was like, oh, this guy looks pretty good.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, that was it.
Dude, that was outrageous. He was unbelievable. You know what's amazing is that he just goes side to side. How quick he is. You can't move the puck. Like when you're trying to set up cross ice, he's on it.
Yep.
He's on, and he's great with the blocker, right? He doesn't give up a lot of bad rebounds. Like he'll steer it perfect. He's great at controlling rebounds. He's just outrageous. We wondered if he would be good at it. You know what's funny? In the era of hype the young players, and you know, we live it from a Philly standpoint, right? Where they hype everybody. They're all the next best thing coming. You know what's crazy? Is that the Flyers go, this kid could be special. But they didn't overhype him and say, well, remember, he's learning. Let's go easy. And they actually undersold him.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
I mean, I don't get nuts. It's one playoff game. But I don't know. And I'm not, you know, I'm not Jason. Jason's Joe Goalie, right? I just look at it and go, I don't see a flaw.
Yeah, and I mean, look at it. Just this past season, he struggled on the road, right? And they really point that out. They're like, yeah, you know, that's why we have Moose on the team. Like, you're right. They undersold Carter Hart. And then he goes out with a performance like he did yesterday. And even the games in the, you know, against the Lightning, stopping Kucherov in the first game against the Bruins. And then yesterday, I mean, he has been fantastic since this season returned. In his three games, he's been fantastic.
I mean,
he's allowed three goals in three games.
I know.
Three goals in three games.
But the chances, too, like Gallagher.
Oh, yeah.
How many times? He just stoned them all. Oh, my God.
And how about the Flyers now twice since the round robin start, right? A goal is scored, and they come back. You know, yesterday was 16 seconds later with the Farabee goal. And in the Bruins game, dude, it was eight seconds later with Myers.
You
got
to give it up to my boy. My boy was sensational.
Yes, he was.
Night.
Yes, he
I'm
was.
I'm a big Farabee fan. I've been
from the very beginning.
Yeah, the minute
his
I
first
saw
first game
him,
up, you wanted to. You said bet him to score a goal today.
Yes, I loved him. I loved him. He's got tremendous offensive ability. And meanwhile, we got to give Provy some love.
Yes,
come on. You got to get a little sharp. You got to get a sandwich today, sharp, in honor of Provy. That Provorov is unreal. Talk about he and Hart, right? As a defenseman, he's only out. He logs. I got to find, look at how much he logged, how much ice time he logged yesterday. He's constantly on the ice. He's sound. You never have to worry. And he's good offensively.
Yep.
He's not like a ghost type. But he's better because, first of all, he's an incredible defenseman, and he's good with the puck. My God. I mean, they are amazing to watch, dude. That was outrageous. He logged. I want to get this. He was on the ice 19 minutes and 36 seconds.
Wow.
Dude, that's impressive. Sanheim's terrific. Myers.
Yeah, exactly.
He's terrific.
Look at that depth.
Yeah.
Look at that depth defensively, and they're all skilled offensively.
And quite frankly, it shouldn't have even been that close. You had the Carey Price save, which is...
He saved the life of someone.
Yeah, well, yeah.
His teeth, seriously, yeah, he saved the life of that guy.
His face would have been on the other side. But, I mean, it was a beautiful setup. Oh, my God. Hey, coming in loaded up with the rifle blast. And then Nate Thompson had a gimme.
Yeah.
Wide open net.
That was bad.
Thank God. All I kept thinking was, oh, my God.
Very tired.
Right. 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 Even they said it. Those goals come down to come back to haunt you type of deal. But what a performance. What a performance. Aren't you energized?
Yes. It felt so good to be on the edge of my seat watching a Flyers game. And I told you on the phone you know, this morning when we were talking, I actually went out to watch the game yesterday.
Yeah.
And there were, because it was an outdoor dining and they only had a few TVs out, so you had to be separated. So you weren't like obviously shoulder to shoulder with random people.
Yeah.
But when the Flyers scored or when a save was made, the whole place just started going nuts. Yeah. And the whole place meaning like 10 people because you're not allowed to, you know, really gather. But it felt good to feel that sense of community again, too, for a Flyers game.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I love watching Flyer games out. Everybody's excited. Let's go, Flyers. That's pretty cool, man. Gee, had a good game. I'm just going through the box score. A
lot of guys played very well.
Couturier was good. Konechny was good. Lawton was terrific. Got robbed, but he was terrific. Good, just a good overall performance. You know, just a really good, man. They're going to be fun. We got to buckle up. Damn. We got a ride ahead of us here.
Well, you want to get hyped up even more?
Yeah.
So I put together a little highlight package.
The bells? Do you have the bells?
I think we should play it like once or twice an hour.
Oh, I'm down. You know, you don't have to talk me into playing the bells.
How about right now?
I want to hear the bells.
How about right now?
Do it.
It's more than just goaltending. Flyers have hit all the right notes since conductor Elaine Vigneault took over, but it does make for the most compelling storyline at the start of this series. Carter Hart, the new face of the franchise, against the guy he grew up idolizing in Carey Price.
Numbers, Deneau moving in, Deneau the cross-ice pass to shot, and Hart makes the save! Carter Hart robbing Paul Byron. Domi is shot, and there's Hart's second save of the night. And the Canadians clear. They race for the puck now. Niskanen having to deal with Deneau. And it bounces free. And here's Lehkonen. And he could not finish it. Gallagher from the angle. Fought off by Brady. Rebound by Hart. And the rebound was denied in tight as well.
Oh,
Carter Hart. Another big stop. Gulak all the way around. Gets it back in front. Loose puck. Hart looking for it. Where is it? Bounces out the other side. Myers will play it up but not out. Canadians a shot there. Deflection save. Rebound save. Flyers can't get the puck out of harm's way. Finally, Hart decides to cover up.
Back to Provorov. He'll give it up to Giroux. Top left circle. Looking through the traffic. Back to the line. Provorov. One-timer. They score. That hit a man in front. Couturier was upended. I'm not sure what it hit, but Ivan Provorov finds a hole and Philadelphia on the power play takes the one-nothing lead. And we're even at one. Montreal scoring on their 16th shot of the game and their 11th of the period. Here's a shot. The Flyers score. Joel Farabee gets the chance out in front. And less than a minute later, the Flyers get it right back to make it 2-1. 11 seconds to go. Montreal winds it back in. Flyers need one more clear. Hart out of the net. Played it into the corner. Lawton tried to get it to Derek Grant. It deflects into the air. Picked up by Drouin. Centering pass and the horn sounds and the Flyers hang on. Game one goes to Philadelphia as the Flyers get goals from Ivan Provorov and Joel Farabee. And Carter Hart was outstanding. Just shy of his 22nd birthday, Carter Hart beats the Canadiens. Final score, Flyers win it 2-1.
I'm going to come in during a break and punch you so hard.
Oh, great.
That was awesome. Great job. I got chills. Oh, my God. Already, look at Rhonda. All fired up.
Good.
She likes two times. Jim from the Palm on the text board early goes two times over to Shake. I think you might be right. Put it up.
You can dance this one, man. You need a little head bob. You can't head bob to the Shake.
No, I just thought the Shake early, then two times. But you know what? This might be play the song, always two times. I hear you. All right. Time to open up the phone lines. I want to hear from you. Did you get chills? Who is Carter Hart? I need some of you veteran.
I thought you were Tom Brenneman.
Heads. Who is Carter Hart? I probably morphed into it. It's probably my subconscious. If they're hearing the bells, I'm probably the same way. But who is he? Who's he remind you of? He's outrageous. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Did you feel the shake two times last night? Flyers take game one against the Canadiens. The run has begun. It's Cuz Radio with the Chunas just getting started. All right, listen, let me tell you about my favorite vitamin infusion therapy place. It's called Exceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. And with life coming at us hard these days, going 100 miles an hour, you get it, you feel stressed, exhausted, run down, dehydrated, headaches and body aches, working overtime to protect ourselves from getting sick, right? Well, we needed a positive way to recharge and refuel. Enter Exceva Vitamin Infusion Therapy. Now, I love it. Imagine flooding your body with the vitamins, nutrients, amino acids, and hydration you need to boost your immune system, elevate your mood, energy level, replenish your reserves. I've noticed a difference. You know, I'm a coffee guy. God only knows that I'm terrible, right? And next thing you know, I'm doing this. I'm feeling great. Is it safe? Yes, it is. We're talking vitamins and nutrients, hydration administered by a board-certified nurse at one of Exceva's modern infusion suites. You get relaxed in a massage chair. You got a flat-screen TV. It's great. It's like you escape from the world for 45 minutes. That's all it takes. You get your infusion right in front of the flat screen, chill out. It's how I recharge now. It's like plugging your body into the wall, like your phone. To learn more about Exceva's vitamin therapies, visit Exceva.com. That's AXIVA.com. Exceva, replenish, recharge, relief.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
We're at night last night, man on the call, breaking it all down. You can hear him right here on 97.5 The Fanatic tomorrow, 3 o'clock, game two of the series, the great Steve Coach. Coachy!
Anthony!
Who is Carter Hart? Who is he, Coachy? You've seen a lot of these goalies. Who is he?
He's the future. He's the man.
He's unbelievable. My God, Coach.
It's taken a few years, but we're in exciting times because last night, if you didn't understand that he won that hockey game for this team, then you're not looking at the same game we all are because, I mean, that second period, he was absolutely spectacular. And, you know, he does it in such a way that he's so far ahead of the game. And understanding where the puck's going to be and where it's going to come
from. Yes, always in right position.
He does have some spectacular saves, but most of the time he's right there, and he's so quick. It's just really fun to watch him. And to know him in person and understand the personality, his personality is like that off the ice. Nothing seems to faze him. That's what he does. He plays the game. And it's interesting that his idol growing up was Carey Price, who was absolutely spectacular also last night, that has that same demeanor. So this is going to be an interesting series because Carey Price ain't going to go away. So it's going to be a hard-fought series.
No, look, and I actually thought last night was played more Canadian style, which is to play to kind of grit and grind it. And they tried to, I think, dictate some play. But boy, man, this Flyer team... They tie it, and boom, Farabee comes back seconds later. Amazing. Yeah,
and, you know, he is such a – if you watch him away from the puck or when he does get it and gives it, he's constantly putting himself in a position to be ready to score a goal. Like if you watch last night, he deflects the original shot from Sanheim at the point and hits Price in the pad, and he's already turned and in a position to get the rebound. When you teach kids how to play the game and you watch them when they're younger, they'll take the shot and the puck will be saved, but they'll skate away. They'll skate away. Well, that's not the way you play.
Right.
You play and you stay and you stop. Sometimes they drift and things like that. That kid was taught. Therapy was taught. You stay there until it's gone. And he was there in time to be able to make that make the play on the rebound.
See, that's the thing about this team. That this team is so skilled. And we talk about this Flyers team, and it's funny. I think we're almost like programmed as Flyers people to talk about heart and play things the right way. But they're tremendously skilled, Coachy.
Well, they're very well coached, Dan. And when they do break down, it's not too often. Sure, they're going to get some tough times, but the grouping back on the blue line, very well coached. The forwards, they play as five. It's one thing to go out and play the game. You got five guys on the ice on top of your goalie. But the key is to play as five in the offensive zone and in the defensive zone and when need be in the neutral zone. And if you could control that and your group is all in on how you're supposed to play the game, you're not going to get beat very often. Right now, despite having a bad game in the second period, it wasn't a bad game. It wasn't their best game. But they found a way to win with people that really aren't the guys that normally score. Couturier still hasn't scored a goal. Drew still hasn't scored a goal. Voracek, they gave him that goal after the game last night, saying that it touched him on the shot from the point by Provorov. But it's a group of people that everybody's contributing. And the big boys hadn't even started yet. So at least you got that to look forward to, too.
Yeah, pretty amazing. You talk about how well they're coached. It was funny. I can't take credit. I was talking to Jonesy. I was texting with Jonesy during the game while he was watching it between, when he's on between periods. And Jonesy says, watch the plays off the faceoff. And it was, and he says it right before G hits the post on the one. The plays that they run off faceoffs are amazing.
Yeah. And you know what? It wasn't a good night for that because the faceoffs, Drew did not have a good night on faceoffs and he is Couturier. And they're both 59% guys.
Yes.
Hayes is actually up into the 59%. So, there's the old adage in the game of hockey that if you win the faceoff, you win the game. Most of the time, actually, it actually happens. And you're talking about the best faceoff team in the National Hockey League. Grant last night was 83%.
Yeah.
In the third period. So, and Nate Thompson was right there. The only guy that was any good on faceoffs last night for Montreal was Deneau, and he was at 60. So that could play a big part because if you understand that you can work when you have good faceoff guys, then you actually say, okay, we're going to win the faceoff, and this is what we're going to do. And they'll lay a guy up in the back of that circle on the left side or the right side, look for the one-timer, and they've had a couple of opportunities.
Yeah, it's funny because and they had a couple opportunities to make that a little bit less of a sweat. The save that, think about it. The save that Carey Price makes, my God, Coach. You were talking to the legendary Steve Coates. Well, where does that one rank for you?
Well, I tell you what. I don't want to take anything away from Carter Hurt, but I don't know if you remember the save that Price made on Lawton in the third period.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. That was outrageous.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were talking about. That.
Coachy, we got you. We lose you. Oh, no. We lost him.
What?
Oh, here he is.
And Suzuki, now think about this. Now, Carey Price is out of the place to the right. Hayes gets the puck off of Konecny stick, and here comes Lawton, full flight, right at the hash mark, and he not even shoots the puck. He winds up and fires it as hard as he possibly can.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think that's the most envious position to be in, sitting in the goal crease, on your knees, looking up and seeing somebody going to slap the puck.
That howitzer.
Yeah. And so I'm figuring, oh, my God, he's going to kill him. It could possibly kill him. So he made the proper move in ducking, okay? And I said, that thing, Tiffy, did that go off his helmet? And he said, I don't know. And then we looked at it in the replay, and right at the last second, Carey Price got the blade of his stick up, and he could stay there the rest of his life, and that puck wouldn't hit the blade of that stick.
No.
And blade up the stick, and then went firing up and off the glass. I mean, so these are two great goalies. So that's why you don't know what's going to happen in this series. This could be one of those where the goalie is so outstanding they could steal it.
Yes.
You just can't tell.
Yes. Yeah, but this Flyer team looks like it's I don't want to jinx anything, but it's got too, they're just too good. I'm, at least I'm hoping. Let me ask you, because I'm looking at Provorov, and have there been a better defenseman? I mean, Mark Howe. I mean, have you seen the play that he is? You've been at it all year, and again yesterday, he was just outrageous, Coatsy.
I think we've always had the type of defense. I mean, right now it's Provorov. No two ways about it. Before that, it was Kimmo Timonen. Before that, it was Eric Desjardins. So you've always had that one key guy you went to. And I could keep going back year after year after year, and you said Mark Howe is obviously in the Hockey Hall of Fame and is one of the best defensemen ever to play the game. And Provorov is a player that loves to play the game. It's not about anything else, about playing the game. He loves coming to the rink. He loves working at it. It's not about anything else in his life but hockey. And you can just see it. I mean, his skating style provides him the ability to be able to stay hard over the puck. He's got good balance. He takes the body, plays the game properly. And adding Niskanen to his repertoire there is a pairing on the blue line.
Yeah.
Makes him that much better because Niskanen brings that veteran calmness. He's won a Stanley Cup, understands what's going to happen. And their importance will just get better and better and bigger because as the playoffs move through, this is not a dash. This is a marathon. And you're going to have good times and bad times, and you're going to see more exposure, good play and bad play. And those two guys are going to play big, important roles, even greater as we move down the road.
Would you tweak the line? Would you sit Gostisbehere?
Well, he had a couple of giveaways yesterday, and I know that's what you're asking about. I think that it's interesting. Alan Vigneault, a lot of coaches won't change when you're winning. You know, just out of the fact that, okay, you won, why change? But Vigneault's not like that. He's a guy that says, okay, I got a hockey club that did this. We won, but can I be better? So he'll be looking at everything. I mean, he's putting Jake Voracek on the left side in the third line. I mean, he understands now that he's got a pretty good deal going with Farabee. He scored twice in two games.
Yeah.
Looks good on that line. So it's a hard one because it's a good thing to have Ghost in there because of his offensive situation, but you can't have the giveaways. So you got to weigh the difference, and Robert Hague brings the physicality to it. Because I'll tell you what, if you look at Petrie and Sherratt and Weber last night, they take the body a lot. They're not backing away. And so does Armia and Kotkaniemi. So these are guys who will take the body on the other side. So it'll be interesting to see what he does tomorrow.
It's amazing with them. I mean, they basically got three defense. They basically play three defensemen.
That's all they did.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and they're big, they're strong, and they block a lot of shots, rather. And they provide some offense, too. Weber and Petrie have both two goals each. But this is going to be not, like everybody says, well, it's a 12 seed, it's going to be easy, and it's going to be a cakewalk. It's going to be hard, as you watched last night.
Yeah, no. No cakewalk, and it's, I'll tell you one thing, though. All this aside, isn't it just great to have playoff hockey? My God, it was phenomenal last night. It's been great around the league. The league did a great job.
It really has. I tell you what, the league did a fabulous job of putting this together. Fabulous. And I was concerned about the possibility of some, I don't know what the word would be, not apathy, but just like, let's just go through we're here, it's August.
Right, there's no fans.
Play golf. Right. Yeah, and I don't care. We're not going to have any fans and all that. And the enthusiasm, the intensity that we've seen in these playoffs, it kind of makes you forget, quite honestly. I mean, we do the games out of the Wells Fargo Center, and the people sitting in front of their television said, forget it. Makes you forget that it's August 13th. You know, this is the middle of
August. Oh, my God, Coach. Yeah, I was saying the same thing.
The first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I don't, outside of having to watch on a monitor, it's like, wow, this is really a lot of fun.
Coach, it's so funny. I said the same thing to Andrew, our producer, the tunist, and I said, it doesn't feel like summer. And again, and I'm watching last night. I stay up. I'm watching Canucks and Blues, and you got games on all day long. You forget it's August. You're exactly right. I'm going. It's such a weird time, but it's enjoyable, and I'm having a great time with it.
Oh, no, there's no two ways about it. And the rule, this is the unknown. This is something that we had talked about, I think, the last time we were on the air, about the unknown. Because this is not like, well, they came, they played, they go home. Or they came and they played, and we got on the plane, we went home. Okay, we're not on the road. They're on the road, and they're in a bubble. And there's nothing else to do in that bubble to go back in the hotel. And, oh, yeah, you know, they can socialize and things like that. But it's not like your normal life.
Right.
So the team that can keep everything together as far as the emotion on the ice and the enthusiasm to do that when you're off the ice, then they're going to be the most successful. And they got a month and a half to do it.
Coachy, man, awesome. Awesome stuff. We're going to be bugging you throughout this thing. It's a blast. Keep up the great work. It's so much fun, man. Thank you.
And by the way, I got to laugh when you played the horn, the noise when we score.
Yes.
Thank God we're not playing Columbus with that damn cannon. Scares the hell out of me all the time.
Oh, wait. I need you. Which song do you prefer? This is the Voracek song that they play in the locker room that the boys love. The two-time song.
Yeah.
Or do you prefer the goal song? Which song do you prefer, Coatsy?
I'll tell you how you answer that question. I like both of them.
Give me one, Coatsy. Come on.
No, I like both of them.
All right.
Hey, whatever works. If the one in the locker room works, that's fabulous. If the one in the scoring goals works, it's fabulous. And they're working right now. So I like both.
There you go, brother. There you go. Good stuff, man. We'll be listening Friday, man. Thank you, buddy.
All right, my man.
There he is, Coatsy, on the Comcast Business Highline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.